Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Remember, we'll give you our big fat winners through Stucky from the Action Network coming up at 9:40. So if you think you're going to play some wagers over the weekend, Stucky will give you the best advice coming up at 9:40. Also, a little programming mention on Grant and Danny today. You want to tune in to Ryan Kerrigan, who's been a fantastic member of the Washington football team throughout his entire career, but maybe he'll be moving on. You'll hear from Ryan at 4:30 on with Grant and Danny.
Very good. Burgundy Gold legend, Ryan Kerrigan.
Man, they've had some good guests the last few days.
Yeah. Good.
I don't know what our producers are doing.
I don't want to say that. Every time I say something, like, those guys get better.
Right, I know that.
Hey, we had Taylor Heineke the other day. That was funny. A big one for us.
I'm just kidding.
That was big. All right, you want to get into the EP?
Don't get bitter there, Drabby. I know you're.
They're all silent. Yeah. Look, they don't care. They're just going to get swole. They're going to have the weight equipment hopefully delivered today.
Entertainment page, by the way, brought to you by Wave Soda. We all love Wave Soda. It's awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice, a little caffeine, some sweetened, so no stevia artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish. Only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
Going tropical today. Mango. Mango Wave Soda. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right, boys. So Betty White is 98 years old. She's going to turn 99 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Still has a fairly active career. She says she'll work as long as she can, as long as they keep inviting her and offering her roles or whatever. But, you know, she's in quarantine right now because obviously if you're 98, 99 years old, you are the prime target here for this nasty virus. But she does have some tips for how to live to 99.
All right.
Now. Obviously,
is one of her tips just be genetically blessed?
Well, she has I am blessed.
Right.
First thing she says.
I mean, come on.
And genetics are so important, right? But she says there's certainly that I'm blessed with good health. But she says laughing, that's don't take yourself too seriously. She says you can lie to others.
Laughing's good for your health.
But you cannot lie to yourself. So, you know, always laugh. Be in good spirits. Stay positive, she says.
Ooh, that's a tough one sometimes.
Accentuate the positive, not the negative.
Yeah. Might be in trouble.
I would have trouble with that one. Here's another one, Cakes. You and I. Well, all I know right. I'm the number one offender, Lurch number two.
Okay.
Avoid complaining. I know it sounds corny, but I try to see the funny side. I do that. I try to see the funny side and the upside, but I will complain about it. I have no problem complaining. I have no problem with it. She says, I get bored, though, with people who complain. It's such a waste of time. Maybe. I think it's called being realistic. All right, here's what she likes to eat, Cakes.
Ooh, okay.
She loves, Lurch, you might live to 99, vodka.
There you go. It's good for your health.
That's at the top of her
list. One a day.
Vodka? And hot dogs, of all things. I think hot dogs are like the worst thing you can eat.
Hey, Betty White, it's Brett. Come to Sup Dogs in Greenville or Chapel Hill. I have both plentiful vodka and hot dogs.
I had an Oscar Mayer smoked turkey dog yesterday for lunch. It was scrumptious.
Right.
A turkey dog?
Yeah, that was good.
That sounds so gross.
Oh, it was good.
Would you?
Gotta have the Martin's soft bun, though. You can't have a poopy bun.
The potato roll bun?
Yep.
Delicious. I haven't had a hot dog in years.
What did you put on it?
Mustard cat soup.
Yeah.
Nubby.
What do you think? What am I supposed to put on it?
Mustard, relish, and onion.
See, like the real Frankfurter purists will shout you down for putting ketchup on your hot dog.
I know.
Why, though? I don't know. I mean, that's what we grew up with.
It's like a real thing. I don't know.
If you can find some sauerkraut, put some kraut on it.
No. You've lost me on onion and sauerkraut. Relish I can do.
And cheese. That, if I'm going to have a hot dog, I want chili and cheese.
Well, there was no chili now.
Oh, the other night when they were broadcasting the Washington football team playoff game, when they were showing the hype video for Ben's Chili Bowl, how good is
that? But here's the thing.
Half-smoke look where they're just drenching it with chili and cheese. Oh,
I have to be honest.
So good.
Ben's Chili Bowl is an institution, and I've been there, of course.
Yep.
It's not. It's overrated. It's not the best chili and cheese dog I've ever had.
I'm not saying it's
far.
The best. I'm just saying that.
No,
when
I know. I'm not saying you are. I had the same thought. I got excited.
I was jonesing for it.
But it irks me that people think Ben's Chili Bowl is so good.
I've never had it, so
it's
can't give you.
It's very average, but whatever. I do.
I'll tell
like
you what.
That
the chili cheese dogs back in the day. From 7-Eleven were money.
I put those up there with the best of any.
They were money.
I put a 7-Eleven chili cheese dog
on the Nubs
against
rollers.
Yes,
come on, I mean,
very
okay,
good.
But
no, because it's about the cheese and the chili.
But they were very good.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you're coming in after the bars, so anything
right.
tastes
I
good.
Mean,
you can eat a board,
or you're coming in pre-show and just smoking two of them before you know you sat down.
Yeah, I didn't do that, but they were good.
No, I had two every day for a year.
You'd be bitter if you saw how much money you spent at that 7-Eleven in Fairfax before the night shows every day.
I bet you. I'm conservative. Let me see. 5, 10, 10. I don't know, man. I've spent, at least $10,000 in 7-Elevens in my life?
Probably at least.
At least.
Minimum.
Yeah. I mean, from college, I mean, that's where I would get my lunch every day. My lunch and my snack.
So nubby.
That's what we did.
Oh, my God. My Mountain Dew.
You never did the Roy Rogers EV? There was a Roy's there.
I mean, if I couldn't wait to go. First of all, I had to go every day to get my USA Today and my Post, right? So I'd always have to have my two papers so I could read the sports page. Threw out all the other sections. Didn't need those. And then
you don't want to do the crossword? Or
style right in the trash.
No, never did a crossword.
What about the funnies? You got to keep the funnies.
I never read the fun. I never read a comic in my life.
Sure he cares about Hagar the Horrible.
I don't know any of the comics. They never. I mean,
you definitely
I
know Dilbert and Kathy.
I couldn't ID them.
He knows one comic. He might know
Charlie Brown.
Peanuts. That might be it.
The Family Circus.
And Garfield. You would recognize Garfield.
The cat?
Yes.
If it was in color.
Okay.
But if you showed me, you could show me 10 famous comics, I wouldn't know who they are. But it doesn't matter. I would get my two papers. I would get my Mountain Dew, large Mountain Dew, the biggest one they had, and then the large salt and vinegar chips and Twinkies.
Chips? Sounds pretty healthy.
Every day.
Yeah. Was that about 3,000 calories?
Yeah, but my metabolism was so silly, I would just burn it up, and I would still be
just crush
ripped
it.
And silly. Yeah. Now it just would be a ginormous pig.
All I'm saying is the smoked turkey dog yesterday was good.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Well, you know what? You mentioned doing the crossword puzzles. That's another thing that Betty White says she does. She exercises and challenges her mind with puzzles, crossword puzzles. She says she's an addict, and that keeps her mind straight. So these are all tips for you, Cakes, if you want to live tonight. Now, I know you don't want to live to be that old. You want to kind of donk off.
I'm saying mid-70s is perfect.
Well, mid-70s?
Time to check out. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Mid-70s.
Are you kidding?
Once you hit your, 75, then your health starts deteriorating.
It depends.
But I'm just
My mom's 80. Well, I don't want to say, but she's Gary Clark. And she's butt-sized to be alive.
Yeah, I'm sure she walks.
Doesn't butt-sized.
Doesn't your mother-in-law still play tennis?
Yes.
I don't know her age, but she's up there, too.
She's got to be
Speaking of tennis.
Like a Clint Didier or something.
Mid-70s, way too young. Come on.
Jakes
is a clown.
I did something yesterday I haven't done in 20-plus years.
What'd you do?
I played a competitive match of tennis. Now, some would argue it wasn't very competitive.
Was your son?
Because I got whiz-axed by Mikey Botts, my fantasy football
Where'd
co-owner.
You play? Where'd you play?
We played at the courts right down from my house.
He came over.
Was Mikey coming up? What was he doing around here?
Because he...
Looking for bitcoins?
Here's why.
he's exchanging half of the money from their fantasy winnings.
I've already done that. We met in Gaithersburg.
Oh, you already closed.
Why didn't you just Venmo? You guys don't Venmo?
Because I wanted the cash right here, right in the palm of my hand. Yeah. I wanted it right here so then I could put it into the bank.
You sound like Lurch. Go ahead.
Correct.
Well, I use Venmo more than him, I think.
You know, I've been hitting the ball around with my kids, and Mikey Botts is basically a semi-pro tennis player. He plays like 5 days a week. He takes lessons all the time.
So he's like,
anytime you want to play, just come, you know, just let me know. So I was like, let's play this week. So we played, and he waxed me. He's so good.
Did you win a game?
I took two games in the second set, but he beat me.
You played two sets?
Played two sets. He beat me 6-love,
6-2. 6-0, 6-2 is probably 35 minutes, EB.
Right.
It might have been 40, 45 minutes, but I mean, it was pretty quick.
Pretty quick.
He probably gave you the two games, too.
He's got a wicked serve. I felt like I was facing like a Joker.
Well, how did you win two games if you couldn't return a serve?
He had a few double faults, a few unforced errors.
That helps.
That definitely helps. And I don't know. I don't know how I won two games because literally I haven't played a competitive match of tennis in over 20 years.
Yeah, but you've been pickleballing.
Have been pickleballing.
Did you feel like that helped your tennis?
No, I need to work on my forehand. My forehand is still a bit of a mess.
You still have that huge loopy forehand?
Yeah, I need to work on it. I need some lessons.
Every once in a while it'll fly off the tennis court.
Mikey gave me a few tips because he gets lessons all the time. He said he would take lessons, and then after his lesson is done, he would hit 1,000 serves. And you know what? It showed because his ball had movement on it. He was painting the corners. I didn't know what to do. I was flummoxed.
Okay, don't feel too bad. Mikey beats me, too.
He was good, man.
Oh, you play Mikey, too?
Oh, yeah. I play Mikey. I mean, a lot of times.
My serve is decent, and my backhand is passable. My forehand is a big, giant weak, big gaping hole in my game.
That's weird because usually – this is weird because usually girls have trouble – I know you're – I'm not – this is just a thing – usually girls have better backhands, and their forehands are usually kind of
I might be 80% girl. I don't know. But my
guys have forehands, but their backhands are issues.
My backhand is kind of silly. I can either slice it or I can put some spin on it. But my forehand is a big, giant, biggest question mark ever. It's like I'm like Matthew Lesko with question marks all over all over my tennis outfit.
Hey, where... When did Kick start calling him Mikey Botts all the time?
I don't know. It's such a goofy nickname. I don't know.
When he became the poker Ambo.
I know. It's like three times a week I hear are you Mikey not, Botts.
Why are you giving him a hard time?
Because he called him Mikey Stotts for
I'm
years.
I'm trying to kind of like kind of conceal his identity. I don't know. I don't know if he wants his name out there all the time.
Well, originally it wasn't Mikey. It was
Mikey Botts.
It was something that rhymed with Mikey.
Right. So now I'm just going. I'm going half and half. He's Mikey Botts.
Mikey Dots or Dikey Mott.
Yeah, all I know is this: he waxed me yesterday. It wasn't even close to competitive.
Hilarious.
But at least I got a few games. I actually felt like it was a moral victory that I won at least a game.
Right.
But man, I need to work on that forehand.
He's the number one seed on the tennis ladder.
Oh, he's the number one seed. He would have to be.
He's the wealthiest player you'll ever play against.
he probably is.
You're saying that because of all his Bitcoin?
He's got so much bit. Yeah. Hey, did the guy in Germany ever find out what his password was?
No, he's here. He's a San Fran guy. He's a German expat, I believe.
Okay,
he has two guesses left.
So I don't think he can ever do them. I think he's going to have to die having not tried because you're going to kill yourself when you miss.
Right. He better get in on the ninth try because he's going to be so salty on the 10th.
There's got to be hackers that could figure out the code, right, for you?
There's got to be some sort
of machine.
Like, again, that's one where you offer the guy, you're like, look, man, if you can unlock this, I'll give you half. Because right now I got nothing.
Right.
I have zero. By the way, Drab, everybody, buy your big lottery tickets because the jackpots, you just couldn't get more swole. They're just so big.
I bought two yesterday. What did I buy them for? I think I bought them for both. When was the drawing? So Wednesday there was no winner. Tonight is what?
Mega Mill.
So there was no
knows today's.
There was no winner on Wednesday, correct?
That was Powerball, no winner.
How is there no winner?
I don't know.
Get your
tickets. All I know is I have tickets
by 9:45.
I will.
Just all right, take a break. Remember, we've got Stucky from the Action Network to give us some winners coming up at 9:40. Keep it here with the Junkies on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I just put in the Google Hangout. I don't know if you guys saw the story. Chase Young just bought an $85,000 Big W chain.
Oh, why?
He loves dubs.
I mean, God bless him. He can do whatever he wants. I just think...
It's 30 carats of emerald-shaped WS diamonds and another 9 carats of round WS diamonds.
It's a temporary logo, Chase. What are you doing?
Well, no, it doesn't say WFT. It's just a W.
I know, but that particular font and that all, I mean, that's all going to change. You don't know. Very possible that could change.
Come on, Chase. You got to be smarter than that, bro.
I mean, whatever.
How much was it? 85K?
Says 85,000.
His rookie deal's worth $35 million. He can do whatever he wants with his money.
I know. I'm just saying. It's a waste.
Yeah. I mean,
let me manage his money. He'll have so much money left in 20 years.
Right.
He also be a big old miser.
He also just bought money. He also just bought a snake.
He did. Bought a snake?
A big boa constrictor?
Yeah, he has a...
So
like
now
a
he's got two of them, Cakes.
Yeah, I'm not sure what kind it is.
I knew that joke was coming.
He has a baby pet snake.
Two pythons.
He lives over near Drabby.
He does?
Yeah. Drab will be bitter if that snake escapes his house and slithers its way into the Drab compound.
Yeah,
so bitter.
Over to Sarah.
Not that snake. The real snake.
Oh.
Oh. By the way, Valdez, you got me excited, so look what I made.
More hot dogs?
A turkey dog?
Ketchup is so childish.
I'm just going to take one. I know we're not supposed to eat on air, but it just smells so good.
So you just nuke it in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst way to consume a hot dog. A microwave
PG
hot
County.
Dog?
That is the lowest.
That's trashy. Super trashy.
Can't take the piggy out of me.
It's a very good point.
That's how I grew up.
I'm as white trash as they come, but at least I try to grill my hot dogs.
I will say
when
that
I have them.
Peggy never bought turkey dogs, always the beef dogs. But
yeah,
only 45 calories, pickle.
That's pretty good.
That's good. Real good.
So hungry right now. So 85K on that.
Well, the only thing is, listen, you do whatever you want, but I wouldn't want to buy something of that expensive of an interim logo. Now, it may end up being the logo. But what if it's not? What if they change it?
As Cake said, it could stand for
wins. Then you sell it, I guess.
W. He's all about the W and the wins.
It's all about getting dubs, EB. Okay. Dubs.
That thing works if he gets
team.
Traded. It works if he ends up in a different franchise.
I guess. I
he's
mean, where do you even wear something
like
that?
They're going to trade away the next the next great pass rusher in the league.
I'm just saying hypothetically.
Well, you would trade him for Deshaun.
Yes.
We never talked about that. But, you know, if I don't think Deshaun's going anywhere because they would be insane to let him go.
Right.
But if they did, I mean, take whoever you want. We'll take Deshaun and start over. Because it's the most important position. That's no disrespect to Chase.
You would do it for a stud quarterback, sure. But yeah. That's very unrealistic that that's going to happen.
Right. I think, and that's been quieted down.
Chase is going to be here for a long time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think you would rather trade away future picks rather than a guy like Chase Young.
Yeah, a proven player, of course.
Right.
But if that was what it took, you would do it. I think you would. I certainly would. And I think he's going to be a monster.
I wonder how much money Chase has in the bank right now. I'd love to see his savings account.
Well, his rookie deal, they're saying, is worth $35 million. So, you know, I'm sure he's been paid, what, six or seven or eight of
it? Doesn't have a deal with Chase Bank already, his agent is just slumming.
Is he slipping?
He has the worst agent on the planet.
I've seen him do a spot on TV. It's for a luxury car. It's either Mercedes or Audi.
Yes.
I've seen the spot, so at least he has that one.
Oh, he should have Rolex. He should have all the finest endorsements you could get. Whatever Tiger has, he should have. Elite endorsements, Kay.
So this isn't a red flag.
So he's on Tiger level already?
This? No, because he waited a year until after he was the defensive rookie of the year. There's no red flag.
I'm sure he bought stuff beforehand.
But the red flag I had with Dwayne was just that, you know, having the fanciest car and all that before you'd even had one practice. I just thought that showed. And by the way, I believe I was vindicated on that.
I don't think it had anything to do with him being sorry.
He had his low.
It showed he was more about that life than about being a committed player. And it showed his work ethic was shoddy.
Chase has probably two or three sick cars, too.
I'm sure he does. But Chase, listen, if you can back it up, then you can back it up. Dwayne didn't back it up.
Is there any chance that Dwayne resurfaces in Jacksonville with his old college coach?
Sure.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
He's going to find a job somewhere.
Why would you want to deal with it?
Someone will sign him to a one-year deal.
If I were Urban Meyer, I wouldn't want to deal with it.
J.P. Finley, I thought, had a great nugget that nobody really – I mean, we didn't pick up on it and talk about it. But that supposedly in the NFL, and this is, you know, it's interesting because we don't realize this, but in the NFL, when they have an off day, everyone takes off except quarterbacks. The quarterbacks come in on their off day.
They go in? Yeah.
Except for Dwayne. Dwayne got sized for the off days.
Oh, so he never came in?
Right. Or maybe they, you know, maybe they had to
change.
They had to remind him and
because he arrived, DB. Once he arrived and was a starter, he didn't have to put in any more work.
Right. Right. Listen, I don't want to beat up on him. I hope he has a 15-year career, and I hope he makes it to 5 Pro Bowls. I really do. I hope he has success. Right.
Well, you know that's not going to happen.
I just wish
Chase had a better game against Tampa.
Yeah.
You know, if he'd been able to beat Gronk.
Whoever was that
times.
Left tackle they were or right tackle, again. was stoning him.
It was a left tackle, but it was also Gronk. You know, I mean, he just didn't.
Well, if you put two guys.
Well, it's also
a Gronk quarterback. Gronk beat him one-on-one.
Yeah, it's also a quarterback.
I'll take my chances with Chase
ball.
Against Gronk.
Now, they did get to him three times.
What'd you say?
Payne had a good game.
Payne did, yeah. Payne got through. And maybe that was the idea, to get the pressure up the middle anyway. Keep him contained. And then
Payne sack lost my bet.
What was your bet?
They were going to go down and score in that possession. They got down to the 25, then he got a 9 or 10-yard loss on that and ended up kicking a field goal. They would have scored a touchdown.
I think the tackle that was handling Chase for most of the game was left tackle Donovan Smith.
Donovan Smith, right. Yeah.
Because Wirfs is on the right side. He was dealing with Montez.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
They got two good tackles, no doubt.
Yep. Whoever that was, Smith, he was.
Well, you need
silly.
Two good tackles when you have an old fossil slinging the ball in the pocket and Tom Brady. You need to have him protected.
All right, so I already got Jason. I already got my bet in. I'm taking the Rams plus 13, and I'm taking the Ravens plus 8.5. Do you like that, Valdez?
The Ravens portion?
Well, either.
He really likes the Ravens.
I think the Ravens are going to win.
All right, so the Ravens plus 8.5 is great.
Sounds good to me.
And then what about the Rams plus 13? You haven't even thought about that game?
I've been so focused on Saturday, I haven't even.
What do you have? Do you have plans? Do you have, like, you can't really tailgate with people,
no,
right?
No.
Are you going to go watch with your parents?
I haven't decided. What
do you
I'm
have a
do.
Group of friends that you watch games with?
I mean, I got people that I text with and everything. But
so you'll probably watch it just at home.
Maybe. I haven't decided yet.
Do you? So you like to text when it's going poorly? Do you like to text?
Well, there's just a lot of things. If it's going great, if it's going poorly, right. Trying to make what kind of adjustments we would make, stuff like that.
Who's on the chain? Is your brother on the chain?
Yep, brother, dad.
Brother and dad. Oh, and you guys just bitch and moan back and forth to each other.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Right. Okay, I got that. Are you going to have food for yourself? Are you going to have your own personal tailgate?
Maybe.
Will you buy some crab?
No. Might go get some paisanos.
Ah, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to have paisanos this weekend, too.
Great idea.
That's the word on the street.
It's a word on the street for this room, too.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm a big Boli guy there. I love the Stromboli.
I get this calzone. We get one sausage.
You like the ricotta.
Yeah, the ricotta.
The problem is that it's so late.
What do you mean?
Because it's 8:15.
It's 8:15. So you have your tailgate around 7.
I don't eat at 7. No, I eat at 4:30.
You
yeah,
do?
That's my yes. guy. I love that, Valdez. I love
well,
to hear that.
I eat all day.
Are you Let's playing golf tomorrow, Valdez?
Possibly.
The weather's not going to be good tomorrow.
I know.
What's going on with the weights? Are they installing them today?
Yeah. I mean, we have...
Can we get picture updates? Like, okay, here's the empty room, and then here they're putting in the rack. You know what I mean? I would like some updates if you're there.
Well, I'll go take a look. The only thing that was in there yesterday were just some of the weights on the ground.
They're starting to put the full machine in there. Don't
underestimate what a pain in the ass it is to lug 45-pound plates from wherever they're bringing
that's
them.
That's why Dale's doing it.
That's
not
a silly
us.
Workout right
that
there.
That alone will kill you.
Yeah. Also, I want to give you a picture when it's all up and running. Like I'm looking at pictures of posters of Arnold and Franco Colombo.
Yeah.
Lee Haney.
Yeah.
We're trying to put an 11/593 picture
hey,
in
if
there.
If you give me that picture, yeah. We can blow it up.
Yeah.
And make like a huge poster and have it in there. And then we got to get a Bluetooth speaker. Drab's got an extra Bluetooth speaker so we can pump our jams. We got to get a full length mirror so we
pump
can.
Up that jam.
So we can pose.
I'm going to see if I could scan my 11/593 back double biceps.
I'm psyched. That would be like the feature. We'll have it next to our Arnold photo.
The thing is, it's a Polaroid. We used to take Polaroids of ourselves to compare our how swole we got.
Technology is so good right now. We got to be able to like.
And you could also
it.
Put a picture of your Get Huge Club at the spring break party.
We could do that as well.
That's funny.
Right. Just have a whole gallery in there.
I'm going to see if I can scan the 11/593.
Scan it up.
That'd be great motivation.
A couple of things before we go to break. Stucky will join us next, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A couple shout outs. One, thank you, Chris Farley. Chris Farley sent my wife some running shoes, some Del Rays, some Scotties.
Nice. Okay, some Brooks. Yes.
And number nice. Two, you're the soccer guy, JP. We didn't talk about it, but Dennis Rodman's daughter,
yeah.
Trinity, was selected by the Washington Spirit, number 2 overall, in the NWSL draft.
Very cool.
The number
I don't
one,
know anything about her other than she's Rodman's
either.
Kid.
She went to Washington State.
I think she maybe played on some national team stuff. Like, yeah. She's legit.
Yeah. Well, the number one pick was Emily Fox out of North Carolina. Now, Emily Fox is from Ashburn. And Emily Fox's younger sister, Lauren, I coached in softball years ago in House League.
Look at the connection.
And she now is a center fielder at Longwood. And Lauren Fox is the fastest kid I've ever seen. She would routinely beat out ground balls to second.
That's crazy.
She was just so fast. But Emily Fox, her older sister, was the number one overall pick in the NWSL. So, and I know the family pretty well. My daughters grew up with those kids, and congrats to Emily.
That's awesome.
The number one pick. I think the Kentucky team, was it Louisville that drafted her?
I don't know. I just saw the Rodman girl. I was just struck by the Rodman girl. Her face, you could just see that, like you just could see the genetics in the face. You know?
Yeah, she looked a lot like him. Yeah.
She looked a lot like
well,
him.
Well, our guy, so Craig Hoffman, works with the Spirit.
So correct.
The Spirit will have
I am aware
Trinity.
Of that.
Trinity Rodman?
Trinity Rodman. Yeah.
Yeah. Is she I'm super guessing. Tall? Is she like 6 foot?
She looks like she is, but she's I don't know. He's being realistic.
Hey, Rodman likes to sling
he's
it
being
like everybody.
Hey. Being accurate.
I think he has 3 kids.
3? All right, yeah. Same amount as you, Rick.
Yes.
You sling it just as much as he does.
You're casting aspersions over there.
Right.
How's
right,
an aspersion? Right. I was guessing he had more than one.
You were right.
Right. All right. I never
was trying to find his personal on Wiki, but it's all stuff about North Korea
right.
on the bottom.
Right.
Ridiculous stuff.
He already
tried to broker peace with the North Koreans. I'm sure that would never happen.
All right. We have Stucky when we come back. We'll get his big fat winners. I know he hates teasers. Well, he certainly hates teasers.
Well, I'm going to give him my teaser going to hit on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure mine's going to hit.
We've been hyping it up throughout the segment. I know everybody's ready for some Paisanos this weekend, ready for some free game day pizza from Paisanos. Of course you are.
Yes.
Well, based on an overwhelming demand, Playoff BOGO is back, everybody. This weekend only, order any large Paisanos pizza at regular price. You get a second large pizza of equal or lesser value free with promo code LBOGO. Order online at PaisanosPizza.com and use the promo code LBOGO. Go for two, pay for one with Paisanos Game Day BOGO. Curbside pickup and no contact delivery is available. Game Day free pizza from Paisanos this weekend only. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone delivered.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106. 7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Watch. Remember, you can catch Grant Danny's interview with Ryan Kerrigan 4:30 today. Find out what he's planning. A lot of people wondering if he's played his last game in a Washington football team uniform. So check that out at 4:30 p.m. today. But joining us right now is our pal Stucky from the Action Network. He jumps on the Mattress Warehouse hotline to talk some winners. What's going on, Stucky?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Stucky, my teaser for tomorrow, I've said it many times, it's a big fat winner. Packers just to win, Ravens plus. 8.5, 9, whatever you can get. Packers, Ravens, tomorrow's teaser pleaser. Thoughts?
Don't hate it at all.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, don't. I mean, I thought you were going to come in with a teased total, which I would always recommend against.
No, not doing that. I stay away from that.
Yeah, and you're not teasing across a zero. You're crossing a lot of key numbers. I don't mind that at all.
What about – I actually like the Rams plus 13, I think it is, right?
Yeah, you like the Rams and the Ravens.
The
Eric,
Rams
right?
and the Ravens, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, when the teasers become more valuable – this late in the year when lines become more efficient as they do in the NFL season at this point, which makes teasers more valuable. So, yeah, I mean, for example, I took the Rams plus 7 when 7 was available, but I wouldn't take them plus 6.5. I do think it's going to be a low scoring game, which makes teasing the Rams up even more valuable. So again, I can't say anything bad about that teaser either.
He likes them both.
All right.
I like it. Right. Who do you actually like it in the game, though?
I mean, I took the Rams plus 7. I also took the under. I mean, I can't see the Rams doing much on offense, and they will use some tempo at times, but I can't see them doing that. I think that they're going to come out. You have Goff with pins in his thumb in the cold. I can't see him really being effective. So I think McVay is going to come out and just pound the ball, run it, short, easy passes. Hunts, rely on his defense, and this is elite on elite. This is the best passing offense in the NFL against the best passing defense. They have three great corners. I mean, this secondary all year has been the best pass defense in the NFL. They're number one against explosive passes. They can actually match up with the Packers. They disguise their looks so well. They can get pressure. So I think this is going to be just a rock fight. I think, Aaron Rodgers will get his, but I think that the Packers are going to probably top out without flukes, without Goff turning it over, but I think they're going to go conservative, the Rams. I think the Packers get to like 20-24, and the Rams can find a way to get a couple touchdowns.
Do you like the under on the – I have a 211.5 passing prop for Jared Goff in this game. Do you like the under there?
Yeah, I do. The only fear would be if, he turns it over early and the Packers get a lead – and it kind of gets out of hand, and then you get a bunch of garbage time yards, which wouldn't be good for my under. And the Packers have been susceptible to garbage time touchdowns. They go into like this really, really prevent shell more so than other teams. But if the game flows how I think it's going to flow, I think you should be safe there.
All right. Who do you like in the Buffalo Ravens?
Again, line's really efficient, but and you really want to watch the weather. There's a chance we could get pounded with snow. There could be winds. It's Buffalo, so that's something that you have to watch. But if you can get to 3 with the Ravens, I like that. I also like using the Ravens as a teaser piece. I think that they'll have some success running the ball. I don't think it's going to be as easy as some people think. The Bills' run defense isn't great, but they kind of invite teams to run. They're going to play the Ravens a lot differently than they do other teams. But they do struggle to cover tight ends, which I think the Ravens can exploit. It's going to be an awesome game. It might just come down to, does Marcus Peters get a pick or does he get burned on a double move by Diggs? Should be close. The weather will determine if I like the total or not. But if you can get 3, and I think you'll be able to with the Ravens, that's the side I'd go, or tease them up.
Getting back to the Packers, do you like the under 27 team total of the Packers?
I do. I think there's some value there. I also think that there's some value in the first half under as well as the game under. And with the first half under, then you kind of don't have to worry about those garbage time points with the Rams. So if the Packers come out and they're up 14-3, you know, could be 17-3, could get dicey in the second half if the Rams have to start to throw. But I think they're going to come out very, very conservative, rely on that defense. But I think that Packers number is a bit inflated.
All right, so what's your best play for the weekend out of the 4 games? Your strongest lean?
I would say, I mean, this might shock you, but I'm going to probably say the Browns plus 10. That is the game that I have the most value on. I mean, I make it like 7.7, 7.8. So if you can get 10, you want to wait and see if there's you can get 10.5. I think the Browns are going to be able to move the ball on the Chiefs. They can run it. Their play action pass, which the Chiefs struggle to defend as well as the run. I think they can keep up. Now, Mahomes and company are going to score. No doubt about that against the Browns defense, which is atrocious against the pass. But, you know, they've been off for 3 weeks. So if they come out a little rusty, and teams who have rusted their starters in week 17 that are favorites in this round are 0-5 against the spread the last 10 years. And you saw it last year. The Chiefs came out and they were down, 21-0 right off the bat to the Texans. Now, if that happens, if the Browns come out and get a lead, that means they can just continue to run the ball. And you can run all over this Kansas City defense, and they can control the ball, keep Mahomes off the field. And this Kansas City team hasn't won by more than a touchdown since, I think, week 6. They're 1-8 against the spread the last 9 weeks. Now, maybe they can flip a switch. And if they do, and they've been waiting all year in the postseason, I'll tip my hat. But I don't think it's going to be that easy. The offensive line still has issues. It's just not the same Chiefs team we saw last year. They're still winning. They're still really good. They still have Mahomes. But I think 10 is too many with the Browns.
I agree.
Stuckey, you tweeted this a couple of days ago, at Stuckey2 on Twitter. The average age of the quarterbacks left in the playoffs, the NFC is 36.8, and the AFC it's 24.5. I mean, that's a crazy stat.
Yeah, it's kind of the changing of the guard. You have all of your, you know, future star quarterbacks in the AFC remaining, and then it's, you know, your last hurrahs for some of these NFC quarterbacks, which makes it, I think, both sides really intriguing. It's like, who's going to step up? Can anyone step up and challenge Mahomes? They're all 24, 25 years old. They're going to be around for a while. In the NFC, it's like, all right, how many more years do these guys have left? This is, you know, maybe their last chance to add a Super Bowl. So I think it's intriguing on both sides, but it's, yeah, the differences are staggering.
So it sounds like if you were going to tease on Sunday, you'd like Cleveland plus the 16 or 16.5, and would you take Tampa plus 9?
Yeah, I would tease Tampa up, and yeah, if I had to tease the Browns game, teasing from 10 to 16 isn't really that valuable when you're crossing.
Yeah, it doesn't really help you.
Yeah, you're crossing one key number. I mean, the Browns, I guess, could get blown out, but they could lose by 21, 24. If I had to choose one side of that to tease, yes, that's what I would do. I would tease the Browns up, but it's not a great teaser piece.
Yeah. I just think the team total for the Chiefs, the over, as long as the weather isn't crazy, I think they get to 5 touchdowns. So I would play over their team total of 33.
Yeah, I mean, if you play the Chiefs, if you wanted to kind of try and hit both, if you play the Chiefs team total over and the Browns plus 10, and you think that the Browns can keep up and that's all they cover, I think you're going to have a good shot to hit both. And if not, you know, and the Browns get blown out, you're probably at least hitting the Chiefs team total over.
All right. Well, good stuff.
Any other props you like real quick before we let you go? Any props you like for the weekend?
I would look. There's two guys that I would look at in the Rams-Packers game. I really think that the Rams are going to come out and just, we're not going to let Goff make mistakes. I don't even know how well I'll be able to throw it. They're going to just pound Cam Akers. So I would look at Cam Akers props over rushing yards, over rushing just number of carries. And with the Packers, I would look at some big Bob Tonyan props. One of the areas that they've struggled, the Rams have struggled to defend, and there's not many, is tight ends and over that middle of the field in play action. So this could be, you know, their linebackers aren't great. This could be a big tight end game for the Packers. So yep. I would look at some Bob Tonyan there.
Yeah, Tonyan had didn't he have 3 touchdowns against Atlanta when they couldn't cover tight ends earlier in the season? Yeah, he could have a big game. Yep.
All right.
All right, thank you, Stuckey. Right, appreciate it, buddy. Good stuff.
Luck. Make some cash.
All right, pal. All right, so I actually agree with a lot of his picks. Let's see. Have we ever tracked him?
My tingle was the Browns catching the 10 when I first saw the lines. Kind of feeling that.
I like that, too, especially in a teaser. You think I'm not going to take the Browns plus 16?
Sure.
I mean, there's 100%. Just who am I going to tease him with? You know what? Maybe with the Rams.
See, I don't like to wait overnight for my
I don't
teaser
either,
hit.
But it's going
to
be a bonus.
Keep it all in one bag.
It's going to be a bonus.
Because I want to see that money in my account after I win.
I kind of feel you on that. Yeah.
So I'm not going to tease a Saturday-Sunday game. I'm going to do 2 different teasers, one Saturday, one Sunday.
I don't even like to tease like 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, I like to. Yeah. I want instant gratification.
Well, you just want to know where you stand. But still, if you think it's a winner, why wouldn't you do it?
How much did you win, by the way, when you bet your whole account on your emotional hedge last week?
Me?
I couldn't. Big payoff.
Remember, I couldn't? I had to watch the game without a parachute. They took it as soon as they named Heinicke, they took it off my board.
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't get it in soon enough.
Well, you wouldn't have won that much anyway because of the
odds. You would have won like $20.
Yeah, but I would have done it anyway. I get Tice to win. That's what
they were minus 410 on the money line.
Just adding money is always good. I don't care if I don't get a big payoff.
Well, fellas, my Saturday winner is Packers. Just to win, Ravens plus. That's
right. All right, we got to get out of here, boys. Everybody out there, have a good weekend. For EB, Cakes, and Fish, I'm JP. Pete Medhurst, he's up next.
Boom.
You're on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.